Okay, let's read verse 7.
Ja, jag har det
from Luke chapter 3.
Laura fasle säger.
Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
آنگاه با آن جماعتی که برای تعمید وی بیرون می آمدند گفت ای اف ایزادگان چه کسی شما را هشدار داد که از غضب آینده بگریزید؟
Now if you read this, this sounds pretty harsh. It's like a group of people coming and this is how you start speaking. You want to come to church on Sunday?
And then
the sermon starts with you bunch of vipers, you bunch of snakes. What made you to come here to flee from the wrath to come? This is not how we do soul willing. Sitting outside there and if somebody comes with a sign, ask me about Jesus and then they come then. You snakes. Now to understand why John is saying this like this. We need to go to the book of Matthew because we get some more information there.
Because
he's not addressing the general people. Go to Matthew 3 and read verses 1 to 7. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
و در آن ایام یحیای تعمیددهنده در بیابان یهودیه ظاهر شد و موعظه کرده و می گفت توبه کنید زیرا ملکوت آسمان نزدیک است. زیرا همین است آنکه اشعیای نبی از او خبر داده می گوید صدای ندا کننده در بیابان که راه خداوند را مهیا سازید و راههای او را راست نمایید. و این یحیی جامعی از پشم شطور می داشت و کمربند چرمی بر کنار و خوراک او از ملق و عسل بری می بود. در این وقت اورشلیم و تمام یهودیه و همه حوالی اردن نزد او بیرون می آمدند و به گناهان خود اعتراف کرده در اردن از وی تعمید می یافتند. پس چون بسیاری از فریسیان و صدوقیان را دید که به جهت تعمید وی می آیند به دیشان گفت ای اف ایزادگان چه کسی شما را هشدار داد که از غضب خدا از غضب آینده بگریزید؟
John specifically addresses a certain group. Yeah, this is not how he starts talking with everybody. Who is he calling vipers? He's addressing the religious leaders. Yeah, the Pharisees, the Sadducees.
Yeah,
of them that tell, hey, you're snakes. Yeah, and we know from this also that John was not into Judaism. Yeah, the religion of the Pharisees. In fact, he is specifically not found in that group, in the temple. Yeah, with the religious establishment.
و با اون گروه مسیحی اون زمان هیچ کاری نداشت خودشو جدا کرده بود
he's found in the wilderness
تو بیابون ازشون فرار کرده
yeah he's not a man that wear nice clothes and robes like these Pharisees
لباس خوشگلی تنش کنه مثل فریسیان به خودش برسه
yeah wear stuff from camel hair
در حقیقت پشم شطور ازش استفاده میکرده
yeah and in the same way God also wants us to live
خداوند بهمون میگه
a separate life spiritually
ما هم مسیر متفاوتی داشته باشیم not
physically separated from the world because
نه جسمانی از دنیا جدا شیم
we live in the world
در دنیا زندگی میکنیم
yeah but spiritually we are to be separated from this world
اما روحانی باید از این دنیا جدا شیم
now do we do this for just for the sake of being different
آیا ما فقط این کارو میکنیم که متفاوت باشیم
don't say what the world does that you don't do what the world does that we wear different things than the world does is it just so oh, we can look different no we're doing the things we do because we want to be right with God
it's for the
sake of being his holy people well God hasn't given a different standard than the world adheres to yeah 2 Corinthians 6 17 and 18
فصل 6 17 و 18
yeah, wherefore come out from among them And be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18.
17 و 18.
پس خداوند میگوید از میان ایشان بیرون آیید و جدا شوید و چیز ناپاک را لمس مکنید و من شما را خواهم پذیرفت و شما را پدر خواهم بود و شما مرا پسران و دختران خواهید بود. خداوند قادر مطلق میگوید.
Now I wish we would live in a completely Christian nation. I love to be among a group of mature Christians. Don't worry about your wallet. You don't worry about
promiscuous behavior. Yeah.
But that's simply not reality. Yeah. The reality is, they live in a world that has fallen in sin. And reality is that even among Christians, we have a sin problem. That is why we have to preach these things in the church. And actually, where John is preparing people for the first coming,
preparing
the way before him,
yeah,
in a sense, we are preparing for the second coming.
Ask yourself,
if you would know that Jesus Christ would come back tomorrow afternoon, of course we know that this wouldn't happen, because first certain things have to happen, but imagine if that would be the case.
که باید اتفاق بیفته اتفاق
would there be things in your life that you would want to take care of before you would be speaking with him?
فردا روز آخر بود آیا نمیخواستی زندگی تو اول پاکش کنی تا قبل از
اینکه
گناهانی که ازش توبه کنی وقتی جلوش قرار گرفتی خجالت نکشی هممون ضعف داریم.
Yeah, we are not as separated from the things of this world as we should be.
که باید باشیم از دنیا جدا.
There are things that we should fix.
چیزهایی هستیم تو دنیامون که باید حلش کنیم، مشکل رو حل کنیم.
We're not ashamed when he shows up.
ما خجالت نمی‌کشیم وقتی خداوند بیاد.
The call is to be ye separate.
ما فقط جدا باشیم.
Yeah, so John starts now has started now with emphasizing the gospel.
یوحنا تاکید میکنه با این انجیل.
And now he's going to go to exhorting them on how they should live.
و بعد بنا میکنه و اعلام میکنه که چطوری زندگی کنن. لوقاس 8.
Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance and begin not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able of those stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
پس ثمرات مناسب توبه بیاورید و در درون خود این سخن را راه مدهید که ابراهیم پدر ماست، زیرا به شما میگویم خدا قادر است که از این سنگ ها فرزندان برای ابراهیم برانگیزاند.
Yeah, so John is telling them, hey, salvation is not coming for from the fact that you're from Abraham. That you're physically from that lineage.
Yeah?
Don't go hide behind your genes.
Yeah?
These genes are not so significant as you think they are. Now, we were doing this, of course, the religious leaders he was just addressing,
yeah,
with their false religion called Judaism. And some will say, oh, but Judaism is the religion of the Old Testament. No, it's not. It is the religion of the Pharisees with their man-made laws and doctrines.
و قانون‌هایی که دست انسان ساخته شده.
Judaism rejects a lot of what is written in the Old Testament.
خیلی چیزهایی رو که در عهد عتیق
رد می‌کنه. It's a wicked, false, works-based religion.
در واقع یک مذهبی است که به دست انسان اشتباه خلق شده و با اعتقاد دروغی.
Yeah, this is what Jesus had to say about him.
یحیی در عیسی مسیح در موردش بود، می‌دونی چی گفت؟
John 5:45
و 46.
Yeah, these people who were following Judaism. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? John 5:45-47.
گمان مبرید که من نزد پدر شما را متهم خواهم کرد. کسی هست که شما را متهم می کند و آن موسی است که بر او امیدوار هستید، زیرا اگر موسی را باور می کردید مرا نیز باور می کردید، چون که او درباره من نوشته است.
Did they actually believe the writings that they had? Did they actually believe the writings that they had?
و در حقیقت آیا حرفا و حرفای موسی رو قبول کرده بودن؟
No, they did not and they don't and they don't today.
امروز هم قبول ندارن.
That they reject Jesus, they even hate him.
امروز عیسی رو رد میکنن، امروز از عیسی متنفرن.
The Bible says in 1 John 2.
مقدس میگه اول یوحنا 2
22
و 23.
Who is a liar but he that denied that Jesus is the Christ, he is the Antichrist that denied the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, the same has not the Father, but he that acknowledged the Son had the Father also.
1 John 2:22-23.
Yeah, so John has no issue with the Old Testament.
There's nothing against the law of Moses.
He is against those who create their own religion of works. Yeah, their own religion where they were trusting in the physical lineage that they're from.
Yeah,
and then there is a warning in Luke 3:9. The next thing is a warning. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
و الان نیز تیشه و ریشه درختان نهاده شده است. از هر درختی که میوه نیکو نیاورد بریده و در آتش افکنده می شود.
Only nine. Yeah. So this is a warning. You're not bringing forth good fruit.
Yeah.
The axe is laying down at the root. You're about to be cut down. Now, did that happen? Yeah, as a nation, they lost their place. Go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21:43. Therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof.
Matthew 21:43.
Yeah, they had perverted the old covenant with their own man-made laws. Yeah, the nation of Israel, the physical nation of Israel, was not doing a good job.
Yeah,
being the holy people on this earth, God's people, that were to draw the rest of the world to God, basically. And that privilege that they had as a physical nation, was about to be taken away from them. And it was given to another nation.
Now,
to what other nation was this privilege given? Go to 1 Peter 2 and read verses 9 and 10. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:8-9. Yeah, who is Peter writing to? Gentile believers, Christians.
Yeah.
This new nation are the Christians. Yeah. Who before were not a nation. Yeah, but now are a nation.
Yeah.
We are spiritual Israel. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians.
اما اگر شما از آن مسیح می باشید هر آینه نسل ابراهیم بر حسب وعده وارث هستید.
Yeah, anybody who ever struggles to figure this out,
هر کسی که نمیدونه
to grasp the concept that the physical Jews,
قوم یهود جسمانی,
today are not God's people.
امروز قوم خدا نیست.
If somebody struggles with that and figure
out, مشکل رو داره که قبول کنه بهشون بگین.
To study the book of Galatians.
کلام غلاطیان رو مطالعه کنه.
Unless you're spiritually blind, you cannot walk away from there.
اگر از لحاظ روحانی کور نباشی، غیر از اون نمیتونی نبینیش.
But what if a Jew gets saved?
اما اگر یه یهودی نجات پیدا کنه چی؟
Are the Jews are not part of God's people?
حالا یهودیا عضو قوم خداوند نیستن؟
No, because then they call themselves Christians instead of Jews.
And then, of course, and a part of God's people.
That if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed?
He is according to the promise.
And Galatians, the whole book, Galatians 3 and 4,
make it
very, very clear. And other Romans, you can go to Romans as well. Galatians is great to help debunk that for somebody. Go back to Luke 3, verse 10 and 11. And the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answered and said unto them, "He that had two coats, let him impart to him that had none. And he that had meat, let him do likewise."
پس مردم از بهش سوال نموده گفتند چه کنیم؟ او در جواب ایشان گفت هر که دو جامه دارد و آن که ندارد بدهد و هر که خوراک دارد نیز چنین کند.
Yeah, so people are hearing that about being cut down and things like that. So they're asking, what should we do?
همه میگن باید چیکار کنیم؟
Yeah, we don't want to be in a tree that has been cut down.
نمیخوام درختی باشیم که
بریده شده. What are these fruits that are worthy of repentance that you're talking about?
چیکار بکنیم تا ثمره بیاریم سود داشته باشه؟
Yeah. Now to get saved is by believing on Jesus. No work.
Yeah,
it's not of ourselves.
از خودمون نیست.
Yeah, not to receive and not to keep it.
نه دریافتش کنیم نه به دستش بیاریم.
God does expect us.
خداوند از ما توقع داره.
To be spiritual, separated from the world.
از لحاظ روحانی جدا شیم از دنیا.
Yeah, to do spiritual works.
که عمل نیکو.
Yeah, to live our lives in a way that honors Him.
بتونیم زندگیمون رو جوری بکنیم که باعث افتخار خداوند باشه.
What shall we do then?
چی کار باید بکنیم؟
Here are something you should do.
یکی از کارهایی که تو باید بکنی اگر ایماندار هستی.
Yeah, if you have two coats.
اگر دو تا کت داری.
Yeah, then give a coat to those.
We
don't have any goat. If you have meat, if you have food, yeah, if you have extra food and your brother has nothing, then impart him. Give to him that has not. These are fruits that are worthy of repentance.
Yeah,
these are the kind of things that God expects you to start doing after you get saved. Yeah? What change is he expecting you? He expects you to become generous and a more generous person. Yeah, God expects his children to be a holy nation.
Yeah,
we're not saved by good works,
but we are saved
unto good
works.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خدا قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Yeah, so then John exhorts the people to be generous. Yeah, it's a good work. Then this other group comes. Luke 3:12 and 13. Then came also publicans to be baptized and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than which is appointed you.
Luke 3, where?
12 and 13.
That was 13.
و باجگیران نیز برای تعمید آمده بود و گفتند ای استاد چه کنیم؟ به ایشان گفت زیادتر از آن چه مقرر است مگیرید.
Yeah, so these are public servants.
و اونا در حقیقت کار
باجگیری and they come to John and they also want to be baptized and they say what should we do?
ما حالا چیکار کنیم؟
And of course that's an honest question. They want to know.
صادق بوده. حالا کارمون اینه ما چیکار کنیم؟
The answer is do not charge people more than what you should.
زیادتر از آنچه مقرر است مگه؟
Yeah, don't charge them extra so you can put things in your own pocket.
نه گیرین که یواشکی بکنید تو جیب.
Yeah, which is something that we know happens.
می‌دونیم که اتفاق میفته.
Because we have an example of Zacchaeus. In the Bible.
And of course,
he turned around and he even promised to restore fourfold when he met Jesus. Of course, today we don't have this issue anymore because all public servants are honest people. But if they would come to a person like John,
who
exhorts them,
and they would ask,
what are these fruits of repentance? This will be the answer to them.
Also
notice that John doesn't say, do not charge taxes anymore. Yeah, so John is not against paying the taxes. Yeah, and the Bible says, give Caesar what is Caesar's. Yeah, we know that Jesus paid taxes. Did he have to? No, he's the King of Kings. He owns it all.
But
he is showing us, he's teaching a lesson
that
this is not an area where we are battling. Yeah, we're having a different battle.
Just
pay what you owe and that's it. It's not important. This is all temporary anyway. Then yet another group asked John the same question. And that's verse 14. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. Yeah, what about us soldiers? What should we do? Do violence to no man. Now, you might say, this is a soldier. Isn't that a definition of what they're trained to do? And the answer is actually no. That is not what a soldier ever should do. A soldier should never commit violence. Yeah, and that's because there is such a thing as a righteous war. Yeah, when you're defending your country because there's an invading army,
when you're defending the citizens
against the people who are about to violate them, that is not violence. You are being violated, and now you're out to prevent that act from continuing or being committed.
Yeah.
When somebody enters my house in the night,
an intruder,
and I clubber him down very carefully with something heavy from metal, am I violent? I am not violent. I am only defending myself and my loved ones. Yeah, protecting people with physical force is not violence. I'm not violating anybody. Yeah, I'm just protecting myself and my family till the threat is neutralized. Now, why is John exhorting those soldiers not to do violence? Yeah, because in wartime, there can be situations where there is no law and soldiers could easily go into violating other people by physically harming them, raping the women, causing all kinds of harm just because they can get away with it. Now, he also tells them not to accuse anybody falsely. But again, it will be easy for a soldier to make certain statements and then get somebody executed. Who's there to check? War is a mess. And lastly, it says, be content with your wages. Yeah, don't go around to other people's properties and taking things that are not yours. Yeah, just because you can get away with it doesn't mean it's right. Yeah, because of the lack of law.
And you
see that happen when disaster strikes. Yeah, people have to leave the area, and what happens? Looters come to steal from people.
Yeah.
John says, hey, be content with your wages.
Yeah,
these are fruits worthy of repentance. These are fruits that you want to see after you're getting saved. Things that should be developed in you. Yeah, so what kind of fruits did he just mention? Generosity, being generous.
دست و دلبازی.
Yeah, being honest with money.
صادق بودن با پول.
Yeah, don't commit violence against other. Don't violate other people.
خشونت نکردن به دیگران.
Don't falsely accuse.
دروغی به کسی تهمت نزنن.
Yeah, don't take what is not yours.
آنچه که مال شما نیست.
Yeah, learn to be content with what you have.
یاد بگیرید برای آنچه که دارید راضی باشید.
Yeah, so John turns out as a man who preaches the truth.
یحیی اعلام میکنه کسی هست که حقیقت رو موعظه میکنه.
And they start asking these questions because the religious establishment is not giving them the answers.
سوالای میپرسه چون
John is separated from these groups.
جوابگو نبودن و یحیی خودش رو جدا میکنه از این.
Yeah, he's a different message.
یه پیام متفاوت داره.
And people notice that.
و مردم اینو درک کردن.
And as a church that is also our purpose.
هدف ما هم همینه.
Yeah, we're not, our goal is not to fit in.
هدفمون این نیست که ما خودمون رو بتونیم جا بدیم.
Yeah, it's not so we can line up with the religious establishment.
مردم منطقه نفهمن ما متفاوتیم.
Our purpose is to preach the gospel and to teach people the truth of God's word as is.
کلام خداوند همون جوری که هست.
Without excuse.
بدون بهانه.
Yeah, Matthew 28:19-20.
Go
ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen.
28:29. Yeah, 19:30. حکم کردم حفظ کنند و اینک من هر روزه تا پایان دنیا همراه شما میباشم. آمین.
Yeah, so John stands out. He's a special man. He's a prophet. He speaks God's words. He stands for the truth. And next week we'll see that it actually will have some consequences for the fact that he does that. And here we'll pick it up from next week, from verse 15.
Amen.
Amen.